Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy.
At The Refresh, we're here to give you the news, and sometimes that means turning you on to new internet terms so you're not left out of the conversation.
Yep, terms like vibe shift or the ongoing doors versus wheels debate, Dave, which I'm not going to get into right now, but very important.
No, we do not have time for that one. Maybe another day, but the latest one is probably my favorite yet. It's called Goblin Mode. Rebecca, what is the laziest thing you've done lately?
So at one point during the pandemic, I had my everything bowl, which was this really big coffee cup where I had my coffee in the morning and then I'd give it a little rinse. And then I had my mac and cheese in the afternoon and then I'd give it a little rinse. And then I have my beverage in the evening.
I really don't know what to say. I'm shocked. I'm also proud. I'm also very, very proud of you. But that's what Goblin Mode is all about. It's celebrating that gross animalistic side of you. On social media, people are just so used to sharing that picture-perfect version of their lives, wearing the best, most expensive clothes, showing off how much money they make.
Yeah, and I think those days are hopefully gone, at least on social media. There's this actor, his name is David McNamee, and one of his tweets about going Goblin Mode went viral on Twitter. And then he spoke to The Guardian, and he kind of explained Goblin Mode best, which is like when you wake up at 2 a.m. and then you shuffle into the kitchen, you know, wearing a really long t-shirt, and then you make a weird snack of melted cheese on top of saltines.
Wow. I love this trend. I think it's just letting people be the worst version of themselves. To be fair, though, this isn't exactly a new term, but Google Trends saw a dramatic increase in the term in early February.
So I think everyone's wondering, why now? Why is it trending now?
Right. Basically, we have the pandemic to thank. When we all started isolating at home for months, we collectively decided to just stay in pajamas and avoid looking good to please others. And now that the world is reopening, people are pushing back on social norms.
Also, Goblin Mode is in direct opposition of that girl, you know, the that girl trend.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that girl is the type of person who wakes up at 5 a.m. to work out and she eats acai bowls that are super bright and Instagrammable and she always has smooth, shiny hair for some reason. And I feel like the internet is done with that girl. And Goblin Mode isn't about bettering yourself. It's about letting yourself go physically and also mentally, you know, just give yourself a break.
Yeah, exactly. And people are even going goblin at work. Rebecca Knight, who we love here at The Refresh, wrote a piece for Insider that says that there's a growing number of people who are slacking off at work. A career expert told her that cutting back your work ethic by 10 to 20% could prevent burnout and save your mental health. So Goblin Mode has benefits, people. I mean, I've been showing up at The Refresh every single day in pajamas and a hoodie. Some days it's only the hoodie, but we start at 5 a.m. So just give me a break, all right?
Stretchy pants forever. Honestly, after the 2 years we've had, I kind of am from it too. So at least let's be comfy and let's stay sane. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.